Unfortunately, my computer. I will start this presentation by giving some quick statistic about our first year of operation. As you know, we become a full registry in April last year, and since then we have noticed a very interesting and steady growth, both in our membership and in allocation we made. For instance, this year we got 64 new members, which is more than 140% growth compared to the previous year, which is very encouraging for us. And that growth is also shown in resource allocation, both IPv4 and IP and the ASN. When we launched our area, one of the challenge we had was awareness. In our region, we have very few network operators which were really aware about what an area is for and how they can get their IP address. So one of the things we have done last year is to put in place a training program to train our member on how they can request IP address, how they can request a resource, and what is the process, what is the policy. We have also developed this training plan both in French and English, because we have a bunch of our member who are French only speaking country. We run last year 8 training in different countries. So you have in orange all the countries where we had training last year. And we are planning to have around 12 training this year in 2006. The new training plan is available on our website. And what we have also new this year is that we add IPv6 training in our training module. So we have some training which are 2-day training. First part is common and generic LIR training, and the second day is full-day hands-on IPv6 training. This is because our member has requested in April during our IFRENIC 2 meeting in Maputo more awareness on IPv6. So we formally include this year IPv6 in our training plan. We have also now released in Cairo during IFRENIC 3 meeting a CBT, which is a computer-based training material on CD-ROM, which we give to all our new member and old member when they request it. The CBT is also online. For those who cannot attend the physical training, they can learn how to interact with IFRENIC through the training material. We've conducted last year 2 public policy meetings, one in Maputo and another one in Cairo. Most of those public policy meetings was to discuss generic policy. There's no really new improvement because we are new area, so we are still validating our basic policy like as all the other area has. In Cairo, we had discussion on the temporary assignments. It's especially for meeting, experimental, and other short period use of IP address. So we got consensus in Cairo on that policy. We also had a discussion on the direct assignment to end user. We also got consensus on those policies. Those 4 policies where we had consensus was policy which has been proposed few times before IFRENIC 2 meeting in Maputo. But our policy development process required that the policy has to be sent to the mailing list at least 30 days before the face-to-face meeting. So they doesn't meet that criteria in Maputo. So that's why in Cairo we have them again for discussion. Oops.
It's coming back.
I'm not seeing what I'm showing because I have a problem with my computer, so I will try to... Okay. So then we had also another policy proposal to change the criteria for IS number. Previously, you don't have to be a member of AFRINIC to get assignment IS number assignment. Now we have changed it to make IS number assignment to only a member. We also discussed the global IPv6 allocation policy from IANA to RIR. We got consensus on those policy, and they have been sent back to the mailing list for the 15 days discussion, and now they will be moved to the board for ratification. We got also a policy on 4-byte IS number. That policy was sent less than 30 days before our face-to-face meeting, so the policy is still under discussion, and you can participate on that discussion on our policy mailing list. Some activity registration service. We start cleaning up our database after the transition where we got information and registration data from different several area. We start cleaning up the information and making them consistent with what we have in our WHOIS and the new membership form we got from our member. Engineering point of view, there is a lot we are doing, but among those, we are trying to find a solution for spamming. Several measures has been taken since then to fight spamming, and now we are testing a gray listing. We also are trying to make our membership process very simple and easy. And for that, we are developing also a membership, a portal for our member, which will include the membership itself and the management of their resource, which we call MyAfrinic. We also are working on our WHOIS server to adapt it to our policy and make it more consistent with our policy and our internal procedure. We also start our disaster recovery center set up in Egypt. As you know, we have our operational office split in three different locations. So Egypt is our disaster recovery center, and we have also started deploying our infrastructure over there. On the financial side, we got income tax exemption in Mauritius as a not-for-profit organization. It has been something we start negotiating on since the beginning of last year. We got it in December, which is a good news. We invoice our member for 2006 at the beginning of it of the year. So far, we got a very successful collection rate. We are about at 60% collection rate now. But we are still working on the collection and contacting member for payment. We also start the accounting auditing for 2005 account as requested by our bylaw. Staffing, when we become a full area, we were three working at Afrinic. Today we are five plus one trainee, which is a housemaster trainee. Four are located in Mauritius and two in South Africa. The new housemaster is located in Mauritius. We have two sitting in South Africa, including our new engineers, Frank, which is here too. So, this year we are planning to recruit three new staff in this semester: a system engineer, a database manager, and a membership liaison, which will allow us to improve our relationship with our member. Along all of those, we are also trying to build a strong collaboration and relationship with other organizations working in Africa in the networking and internet area. We have signed in December with AFNOG a memorandum of understanding to support our activity and conduct some training and awareness activity together. We are discussing with other organizations such as AFRISPA, AFTLD, to see how we can support their activity, because in our continent there is a lot to do, and we need to support each other to be able to achieve those goals. We have also, on the instruction of the board, become ITUD sector member in 2005. This allows us to be more close to discussion related to internet governance, especially the WSIS, at the ITU level, and also be able more easily to raise awareness to government body or policy maker in Africa. As I was saying, we have include IPVC's training in our training plan. This is part of a global awareness project we have on IPVC's awareness. We had our first IPVC's meeting in Cairo in December during the AFRINIC 3 meeting, and We are working on a more extensive project on IPVCs, which include providing a tool to our member to be more ready and prepare for the IPVCs transition. And the project is known as a CIS Mandela project. Probably we'll be launching it in its complete aspect or way during AFRINIC 4 meeting in Nairobi. That is all. So our upcoming meeting is 16 to 17 May in Nairobi, Kenya. That meeting will be held back-to-back with AFNOG, as we have every year, one meeting back-to-back with AFNOG. And at the end of the year, we'll have our fifth meeting in Mauritius, and the date is 27 November to 1st December. Thank you. That will be all for our update.
Are there some questions? Great.
Oh, thank you. Smashed me in the face with the microphone. David Conrad, IANA, ICANN, whatever. I was just wondering, will the AFTLD folks be meeting at the Nairobi meeting?
Yes, there is a project to have a half a day meeting of AFTLD in Nairobi, because we encourage them to be more to formalize the organization and be more active. So there will be a meeting of AFTLD in Nairobi. The agenda is not released yet, but yes, there will be something.
Okay. More questions? No. Okay. Well, Ray Pulzak is next, and I'd like to say thanks to Adele with a small token of our appreciation.